families all around the borough are just being absolutely fantastic and welcoming them to Surrey and to Reigate and Banstead. So it's great.
So those Ukrainian families and the families they're staying with must welcome an event such as this. I mean, this is a big milestone.
I think it's really important because I think a lot of people are doing something and looking after people. But actually, this is something that every single person can do. You know, whether it's taking part in one of the games, whether it's actually donating to one of the to the charity to raise some money. Because all those schools will need rebuilding in Ukraine at some point. And if we can start it off so that they're ready to go when they can, then that's got to be good news.
And those poor people, we have to call them refugees because they are. They've had to evacuate their country in such a hurry. They must be welcoming the opportunity really to get back home. But I'm so worried, probably you are as well, they're just going to go home to devastation.
I think they are. We know the number of schools, over 300 schools have been targeted or hit. And so all that sort of information is coming back here and must be worrying them, you know. So to have something like this to think when we get back, whenever that is, and we will, we can do something about it because we've got the funds ready, I think is really important. And great fun for everybody while we do it.
The members of the public here, not just in Reigate and Banstead, but in Tandridge, across the county of Surrey and beyond, across the UK, have been absolutely generous in their hospitality and welcoming these people. I mean, the feeling of almost camaraderie is terrific.
It is, Neil, and I think that's the point. As a country, we are terrific at looking after people that are not as well off as we in particular situations. You know, whatever people say, we are actually really good as a country of reaching out, putting our arms around people and saying we can help. And that's what we're doing. And things like this will just make it easier for even more people to be involved and to help and say they did their little bit. So it's great news.
Councillor Richard Biggs, leader of Reigate and Banstead Borough Council, thank you very much for speaking to us.
Thank you very much, Neil, and I look forward to the game, and I might be slightly tempted to go down the Reigate route, but let's hope it's a good game all round.
May the best team win.
Oh, always. Thanks, Neil.